The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Takes super quick.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to push for a Big Ja masterclass
online.
Man.
You probably have no idea what knowledge you picked up that you could offer. Because you got that. You got that ground
over
up.
The years,
I learned
that
so much.
Ground up grind, man.
Because that's like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Man. And then Troy introduced me to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
boom.
Shit, I didn't
we
know.
We shooting a podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, we shooting a web series, me, him, and Spoken Reasons at the time. It ended up not coming out, though.
Yeah,
we shot at her at one of your Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out. It would have been dope, but then they fell out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
Sometimes
that
you know.
Sucks.
That sucks when gold just gets lost in post production because of some bullshit.
Man, and it was good, too.
That's the worst. Well. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode. You good? Welcome to another episode of Thick Threads, the show where we dive down the thickest threads on the internet via Twitter and Reddit. I am your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
And we have an amazing first guest.
Yes.
This is the first time ever we're having a guest.
Yep.
And it only made sense to bring through actor, writer, keep me honest, director, producer, stand-up comedian, Big Ja. What's up, man?
Our things, brother.
Internet sensation.
How did I forget? Social media sensation.
Man. Thank you, man.
And new partner to Revolt, man. We in the same family.
Yes.
It only made sense.
Blackbusters.
Yes, brother.
Blackbusters.
Thickest threads, thick threads, all that good stuff, man.
That's
so
lit,
thank
man.
You for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I feel honored to be the first guest.
It only made sense.
Man. Yeah.
For everybody who doesn't know, you know, I don't remember when I met you. I feel like it wasn't Roast Me, it was Sketches.
That. It was back the ADD Culver City.
Right, it had to be, because that was like sketch time,
that's
period.
When everything
that's
was,
when
yeah.
it was like, when scripted was a thing. Definitely knew about the acting chops, knew about the skits, came through, surprised us all on Roast Me, which was dope.
I got that finale.
He got in the finale, man.
You know, I feel like I did. I got sent to detention. Didn't think it was warranted that I got sent to detention. But I understand when you're the new dude and you mess up once or twice, actually once. One
was
joke
that,
didn't
was
go.
It
I, did,
only
I did like a, it did a, I did a Garfield joke that didn't do well, and it was a new joke. So I might have stumbled on one of the lines, and they were like,
"He said it was a Garfield joke."
I think it was towards like David Lucas or something like that. I think it was something else.
Damn,
said
I wish
it.
You remembered the joke.
Yeah,
because I feel like we laugh at it. Now.
I mean, it's documented. It's on Roast Me, I think season 3.
It must have been. Yeah, it had to be 3.
This is 5,
it had
right?
to be 3. Yeah, cuz that
last
was Craig.
One was, yeah.
And then Craig wasn't in 4. That was was the paywall one. Mm-hmm. And then this was 5. But man, been blowing up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like blowing up, not like, oh man, he's got like 100 200k
each. No.
I'm talking millions.
Oh man, it's a blessing, bro.
That is dope, man.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
part of the Revolt family. How's
yes, sir.
It feel?
Yes, sir. Oh, man. It feels great, man. Revolt is dope. You know, we just started. We got, I forget how many episodes we have in so far, but it's coming along. We're comfortable doing our thing. Me and my co-host, we're gelling. We're getting better at it.
Yep.
And I think the show's going to get nothing but better.
Absolutely. You know? I feel the same way with Thick Threads. Like, I mean, we've always had like dope ass chemistry on camera, but I feel like it's like, as we shoot more, it's like we gel
it's
even
grow.
More.
You
yeah,
gotta,
right.
So 'cause
you could be real. You have chemistry with the person, but if it's a new podcast, a new topic, then you got to get used to that. Talking
the
about
format
this,
and all that
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's cool that we get to incubate these new, you know, these new shows on such a black platform. But not only the podcast, My Lesbian Homie, season two just dropped, starring yourself and my co-host Persephone.
Yes, indeed, Persephone. Man. Thank you. Once again, she killed it. Go check it out. It's on YouTube right now. The first episode's on YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. So go check it out, man. It's dope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's like the biggest project I think I've ever done.
Man,
like, it was intense.
Yeah, it was. I think the biggest project for me as well, for my own platform. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know, definitely was intense.
It was intense.
But here's the thing: it as late nights, cold nights. Mm-hmm. Crazy, where people are falling asleep in between takes. Like,
oh, wow. Is me.
You'll see, yeah, she's people. You know, but the thing is, in her defense, though, she was the lead. So
right.
She's in almost every scene. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had to call her almost every week. Like, hey, what's your schedule like this week? It's the same people like Marche and Minks and Selena, Sierra, that is. Mm-hmm. I would call them, knock out their scenes. Like Lisa Yarrow, I knocked her scenes out in two days.
Right. Nice.
And she was in like 5-6 scenes. You were in like 25. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
I was cool. It was cool when, like, he had to shoot with somebody else, especially if we shot at my house. If we mm-hmm. shot at my house, I would go to sleep while they're shooting with other people mm-hmm. and then wake up and then shoot, mm-hmm. you know.
So,
my scenes. Sometimes it was at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning.
We had more than one 5 o'clock in the morning. We had about maybe two or three 5 o'clock.
At your house at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did one, the party scene. That was a big, that was like a 12-hour day.
Damn.
Yeah.
The
party. We started pre-producing and pre-setting that, pre-designing that set like around maybe 5 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
We got started like around 7.
Mm-hmm.
The sun was coming up.
That's a real day.
Yeah. And it was cold.
It was cold as hell.
It was cold.
And they had
on dresses, her and Marche had on like small ass dresses
and thin dresses.
Everybody else got coats on and dancing. It's outside the house party.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to come like dressed to the nines. So
right.
They had to come and wear like the thinnest dresses you could find, and they were just sitting like, oh.
But the funny part was when you were speaking into the camera,
you could see the breath.
Yes, you could see it coming out. It was so cold.
But you, in the scene, you were supposed to have attitude anyway, right?
Right.
Yes, so it worked.
She was like,
I was able to be, you know, true to myself, because I'm like.
And then we borrowed some heaters. Our neighbors, they're comedians, and they have like a show in their backyard mm-hmm. every week. So we borrowed their little big-ass heaters. Right, so we plugged them on in the back, thinking, okay, in between sets, I know. Listen, you don't remember that.
What?
And then we plugged the heaters in, along with all the lights that were plugged into my house.
Oh no!
And it short circuited. Every time we turned on the heaters, it took so much power, it turned all the lights off. So we had to get rid of the heaters.
Damn!
We had to get rid of the heaters, and this accept the cold.
Let me tell you how this was. It was if somebody messed up on the scene, or we had to like mm-hmm. reshoot. I would go in the house. It didn't matter if it was for 30 seconds or a minute. I would
cold.
Go in the house and sit and wait for him to call my name, and then I'd come out. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just, no, cut, let's start again. It was cut, I got to readjust this. I'm like, oh, you got to readjust? Oh, I'm going in the house. It was cold.
There was parts where you had to descend, you had to be out there doing your lines, and we had extras coming from behind them, from outside the house, walking past them. That's all we needed to get.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Don't look at the camera, man. I'm sorry, man. You can't look at the camera. Stuff like that. So and it's a party scene. It's like 30 people out there. So we got to mm-hmm. get all the footage. Mm-hmm. So we was like, okay,
that's
everybody,
insane.
1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody from this side on, you got to stay. Everybody else, y'all can leave. Go in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so cold. And we're only shooting this part of the backyard. Uh-huh. We don't need everybody else. But then we're going to come in and switch. Y'all 8 go in there, and then y'all mm-hmm. 10 come back out here and
right.
shoot y'all.
30 people is mm-hmm. a lot to wrangle.
Yeah.
I know. I feel you. And y'all was cold.
Oh, man.
Cold.
There was one night where we were shooting on the back porch, and it was so cold outside.
Yeah.
I swear it was even colder uh-huh. that when I went inside, I was like, do you have a blanket or something? He gave me a flannel.
The blue flannel.
I used the flannel for the actual wardrobe.
I pointed that outfit out specifically because I was like, yeah, that's a good outfit for your character.
For her character.
And then she was just like, oh, that was just because it was cold. I was like, man, that worked out perfectly.
And she had on a blue, she had like a blue little thin hoodie. And I was like, fuck, you know, we're going to keep this. This is your character. You would wear something like this.
Right.
At the crib especially. Oh. So, and it was cold. She was... I say, just keep that shit on.
I'm like trying to be like hard.
Yeah.
Like, but it's hard when I really want to be like.
You want to cuddle up with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but it worked out.
I gotta be like.
When she told me she was doing Lesbian Homie Season 2, I asked, like, how much flannel are you wearing? Because I thought that was. I was like, I assume there was
going to
be.
The minimum of about 42% flannels.
You gotta throw some flannel in there.
That's hilarious. Nah, the flannel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, I'm pushing for this Big Ja masterclass.
Oh man!
Because I think that a lot of people think that YouTube is just the simple stuff.
Right, right.
Phone, you know what I mean? No. My channel is, but
it works. However you can get it done.
Seeing,
but yeah,
I was seeing some BTS and y'all really went there for it. Y'all really full crew. You heard 30 plus people on camera at one time, and I think that. We're past the era where people are like, kind of like overlooking people on social media because it's like you know, what was it? Awkward Black Girl started there. Like, it's real.
Right.
It's just it's different now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people need to sort of know these stories because we're used to the typical Hollywood stories. You know what I mean? Most people don't look like us. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is like you know Steven Spielberg flipping out on set and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's already like. Those stories are so dated. It's like this is kind of like more true to how it is now in that grind of like doing everything until you can kind of sit back a little bit and get the.
You gotta,
I tried to produce the sketch series myself, and that shit was horrible.
Hey,
it got several millions. I think it's still up. I think it's at like maybe 7 million, 10 million, something like that on Facebook. But all the comments is like. That was a waste of time. I can't get my money. I can't get my time.
There
back.
Are zero creators out there that have nothing out that they don't hate. You know what I mean?
Like, God,
I feel like we all got some stuff that we were talking about.
It's
trash.
What was I thinking?
Right.
What was I thinking?
It was so bad. It was so bad.
If you stick with it or stuck with it, you would have gotten better. I look at some shit I did 20 years ago, and I was like, oh man. Look, and it's still up online right now.
I refuse to take it off.
I'll keep that shit up, man. This is just for the growth.
See the progression.
Uh-huh.
Kiara, Nicole, and I had shot a scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
That's tough.
We were going to make it a series called Booby Trapped.
Hilarious.
And
oh, I saw that.
You saw it.
Right, shit, funny.
Right.
They got
like, what is happening right now? We never released it.
We got to build up to that.
We were supposed to.
Horror is hard to do.
Yeah, we had Langston shoot it, which the lighting was decent, especially for shooting in the dark. But I mean, it just.
That's a funny review. The lighting.
Lighting was decent. Well, you do review on a project, but the lighting was decent.
The lighting was really good.
Right.
When I look back at it, I'm like, this is hilarious. Uh-huh. Like, this would be, I can't even call it a horror dramedy. I mean, horror comedy, because it's just, it just ended up being like.
Silver lining, and this is hilarious. They got a graphics package of. It was like an intro, and it was like scary story. It was like scary music and fog, and then some big titties come up. And it's like,
did you post that?
No,
I think I posted. Did. Yes,
like in the story,
I just posted the
intro, the animation,
I saw that. That's it. Was like boing, and then it turns into like skeletons blood.
Is it like some fangs or something?
He immediately remembered, like, the spooky titties. Yeah, I remember
the
that.
Spooky titties.
I remember that. But I remember I saw this. I was like, you're not doing anything with these. And I was like, we should use, I want this in some way. Let's just make something called Booby Trap.
Oh, man. It made me think of Elvira.
Yeah,
right. USA.
Oh, yeah, because her chin used to be like
remember,
up
I remember
here,
she was like running from somebody. Like way up there on her chin. She was running from somewhere, and like she got to like a gate, and it was locked. And she bust the gate with her titties. I was a kid. I was like. As a little boy,
you could do that.
You could do it. Damn! She said, "Oh my god!" And then she put her titties up against the thing, and like breathing heavy.
Oh, slowly.
And the gate and the chain, bum.
Get out of here!
That's a wild thing to add in a kid's.
And it's supposed to be like, well, it was USA up all night, so you shouldn't be as a kid. You should be watching that, but
Elvira.
I was raised well, but I was sneaky. You know what I'm saying?
Right, we all had we all had our those nights where we had our button on the back.
Nigga, you already know on the back. Just in case you hear a door open, nigga.
What is this?
So, you know, back in the day before all these porn websites and outlets.
It was a Cinemax and this certain shows on
TV. It was
all
softcore, though.
Yeah, softcore.
It was not a lot of penetration.
It's like if you fall asleep while watching
HBO
something
or something.
On HBO when you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's the Bunny Ranch.
But what you did was you had to
sneaky
go
boys.
There and then turn to like Cartoon Network or something believable.
Yeah,
oh,
and then there was always a button.
Previous, one button you push.
Previous or back. Yeah.
You ain't got to search for it. You ain't got to like try to find the number, the channel.
But sometimes you had to press something to clear the
right.
The clear channel the, change.
The little info up top. Yeah.
What you're telling me is you guys live the same life as male children.
I am children. You a real one,
Lord.
Everybody got
to. If a dude was sitting here, he was like. What do you guys mean? I think it's from Mars.
Nah, man, come on.
Every little boy from 8 to 12, 13.
Or, I was about to say, or just like born like in the 90s or 2000s. Because like if you had Pornhub, you don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
That shit actually scared me.
You could literally just X the window out.
If I would fall asleep with the TV on and wake up to porn, it scared me. And I'd be like,
oh. To get caught or to see it?
I don't know. I would just be startled whether my parents was thinking I was watching some crazy, but naked bodies, like, running at, that was just not.
Nah.
Naked
I was
bodies
a,
rubbing
I was
up
just,
and down
yeah.
on each other was not.
It was an accident for me. I was like, I was, everybody gets to go to sleep, and I'm back in the living room.
So how
boxes.
Often did your mom catch you asleep in the living room?
I'm going to keep it 100. I've never been caught in my entire life.
Wow.
I'm a planner. That's why I think if I was a criminal, I'd be pretty good at it. Because I'm not a chance taker when it comes to doing crimes or doing wrong. I always was like, the homies like, let's just leave. And hold on, we got to make sure the teacher is, like, hold on, let's do our work first.
Right.
Do something. Hey, can somebody forge us? You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. This in case we get caught, but, or people we get questioned, we can question. Let's make a fake pass.
Right.
I was wanting to do that. Let's make a fake hall pass.
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many people don't think like that, but it's just like, no, we'll be fine.
No, we won't. I had a dad that I was afraid of. If he found out, it's my ass. Mm-hmm. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, nah, I got to make sure I don't get caught. I want to do this. We're going to still do it. I'm mischievous as hell, but like, nah.
I have a brother, so like, we did the same shit. So like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll go in the room and he's just chilling. And I'm like, let me see the control. He's like, okay, for sure. Change it. You know, we'll do that.
He already knew.
It was already
Hey, man.
And then we would just do that to each other. Like, oh, okay. We try to catch each other and stuff. But
did you ever get caught by your parents?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I once almost caught myself because.
What you mean caught yourself?
I asked my mom. Oh, my God. So dumb. This is when porn like just started happening, and I had seen this porn on late night. It was called like Bikini Hotel or something.
Hilarious, dude.
And I was so young that I wanted to like look it up online. I don't think there was no like Pornhub or anything
right.
yet, but I didn't know how to spell either word. So I came
Damn
out
bitch.
Of where the computer was because it was those big desktops,
uh-huh.
and I came up to my mom and I was like, "How do you spell bikini?" She was like. B-I-K-I-N-I. I was like, yeah, for sure. And I went back. And I came out again. And I was like, hotel is H-O-T-L.
How old are you, bro?
I was like, I forget. I must have been in like.
Oh, man.
Elementary school, like early years.
Like 9,
because
10.
As soon as I asked that, she was like, what are you doing?
You were like, a book report.
And you knew it was wrong, too.
As soon as she said that, I was like, oh, I asked back to back.
But you know what I think about? Like, how did we know it was wrong?
Like, well, shit.
Because my parents, they didn't show me, like, this is what is bad or this is what you're not supposed to do.
I'm about to snitch on Pops.
So.
Rest in peace. Pops was out there. So Pops, my interest into porn was through my father's collection.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. My
dad had Playboys, too.
My dad had Playboys, Black Tail. He had Black Buns. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think I saw Black Buns.
Yeah, that's why I'm the end, man, bro. I was born to be this, bro. I was trained up. Man, like, my dad's an artist, too. My dad was an artist. Like, he was an illustrator.
Oh,
so he would do shit like, so all around my house, ask all my homeboys. you go to my house, you'll see naked women all over, like pictures of naked women, like drawings all over my house. Mm-hmm. Like professional drawings of women naked or in clothes or just real, you know what I'm saying? So my homies like, damn, nigga, welcome to your house. They be watching it. My dad was like that. My parents divorced, but he had a girlfriend and everything.
Right.
That's what my dad was. He was that guy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever just instinctually take that up? Like when you got your own place, did you ever have sort of like similar art?
I didn't have art like that because it's different if you just got pictures up of like naked chicks. But if you're an artist and you draw them.
Oh, he was making those.
Yeah.
He drew everything.
My dad was an artist. Wow. Women were coming to him and paying him to like for birthday pictures, like a nude photo.
These were like live.
Live, yeah.
Oh, wow. He was on his DiCaprio.
Yeah, right. He wouldn't have me. I wouldn't come in there.
He was on his Titanic.
I wouldn't come in there and see naked women taking pictures or posing. No, right. But I was the aftermath.
That's dope. That's a player.
And it was art. So I've never been like.
Was he smashing the chicks?
No, he was married. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I mean, that's a whole other story. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question, no, he wasn't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my pops at one point in time did cheat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like that was like years before. All right. But he wasn't smashing like the chick that he was shooting.
My dad
was pretty professional. He was still a nigga. But he wasn't the person that like I'm like, yeah. And dudes, like, the husbands would come over. Hey, man, my daughter, my wife. Not my daughter. I want a picture of my wife.
Oh, okay.
My lady. And they would pay my dad to draw it. And my dad was a real artist. Like, he was, like, on during the Christmas time and holidays, he would go to, like, different stores and barbershops and different companies and, like, do, like, you know, you go to, like, you see a big window with a mural on it,
mm-hmm.
paint
mm-hmm.
it on the window for holidays. Yeah. He would do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nice. On the window, like, stained glass or no?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so for real.
Nah, he was with the business, yeah.
That's like, damn.
So it wasn't like, even when like women or people would come over to my parents' house to see the nakedness, they wouldn't be like, oh, this is pornography. They were like, oh, this is art, it's beautiful. Can you do one for me?
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I grew up.
That's how to do it.
Since I was a little boy, since I can remember, since I went off to hilarious.
Huh? You sound so excited about Amen. This nigga about to start drawing.
Right.
Yo, I'm saying though, like those were the original, like, player photographers.
Right.
Like, you
right,
know what
right,
I mean? Before, you know what I mean? It was like Brother drawing Allah. Naked women. And if you were good, like, that's fine.
Yeah, people loved it. And so, no one, I've never heard a negative comment about, like, my dad's drawings and they'd be nude women.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know what
great.
I'm saying? So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. So, but in real life, I think he was a freak. But professionally, he was.
Hey, freak.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I came across his collection of porn magazines, videos, and then here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I was a nigga that you got to remember where you start the video at so you can rewind it back to that part.
Damn.
When you put it back.
Oh, because it was videotaped.
So
right?
My dad came back VHS. And put a video in, and he might not have remembered, but just in case. My dad was very detailed.
I started it right before my favorite scene.
Right now, it's right for the booty clap. You know what I'm saying? Now it's titty. Who been watching hilarious. My shit? And at the time, it's just me and my dad living there. I was like, nah, nigga.
It's a funny way to get caught.
Right. So yeah.
It's on scene 18. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
I rewind it. I'll fast forward it. And
I
then when
I
was done,
keep my videos at scene six.
Rewind it back to scene six.
I never had porn VHS. But I did remember the CDs that were sold at the barbershop and shit like that, the bootlegs.
DVDs. Yeah.
It wasn't even DVDs back then, huh?
There were DVDs.
Yeah.
Oh.
There were DVDs, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's crazy because none of the porn series ever started at one. It was always like Backyard Booty 7.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, man,
where's the original at?
I missed the lot.
Yeah, I missed out.
But now after
did
this
you
conversation.
Go back trying to
Booty
look
Talk.
For?
Booty Talk those, 47.
Those first ones were on VHS now that I'm thinking about it.
Right.
So I never got to see them. But it's funny because I remember
booty cheeks.
Monsters Ball with Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
We had rented the DVD, and I remember it was scene 16.
Hilarious.
Even to this day.
Wow. Smash Fest.
Scene 16 when Billy Bob Thornton smashed her so hard that the doves came out of the cage.
Oh, my God.
He smashed the doves out.
Damn. That's
I
hilarious.
I was just like, that's Halle Berry. Oh, I ran it back.
He knocked it down out of her drawers.
He ran. Oh, he knocked it down on camera, and you can't tell me that was a fake scene either.
Damn. Damn it.
How did you know it was like? How did you know you needed to sneak as a child? If you like,
because.
I think it's because our dad snuck. I think it's because like the nudie mags were like under the bed. And,
they were like under the bed. My dad also was a barber, and so he had like these like valises, like these satchels, with his some stuff had like his barber stuff in it, and then one leather one,
the leather like, satchel.
Tucked in like my dad had a shelf in his bathroom. my dad was a convict, a former convict, so he. All his bathrooms look like jail cells. Mm. You go into a jail cell, you got your seat, your bed here, and you got your toilet here, and you got everything's in arm's reach. Mm-hmm. My dad was institutionalized, so everything, especially in the bathroom, was like a cell. Everything was you could touch fast,
and it was like super neat.
He had his weed box right here, super neat, because you had to be neat. The COs come in and your shit is all tore up, they're gonna rip your shit up, and you're gonna get like fined and all that. Yeah,
fine. Just like, making but two
in the military too. My dad was in the military as well. Same thing. They come in and
your dad away. Did everything.
Yeah,
God
my dad was different. My dad was a little different. Man.
Art, prison.
Yeah,
raising a son.
Yeah,
military.
Man.
Uh-huh. Jeez.
And so, did you think that bathroom thing was more from the military or more from prison?
Prison. Yeah, he told it. He was like, man, it's a habit. It's a habit for him. Like
that's
everything
needs
to be. Everything is functional. My dad was. Even in his couch in the living room, he was an artist, so he had like paints right here. He had like a box of paints, and coffee table. Mm. So he had his weed box right here. Always had his weed box, and paints, magazines. All those magazines were good, like regular magazines,
right?
And then his canvases. He pulled from under the couch, and like a new canvas. He decided. Put on some Bob Ross, and go.
Bob Ross,
that was his guy.
Damn,
and a few others, but Bob Ross for sure. Bob Ross for sure was his guy.
That's wild. Not until the last few years that I started seeing his fandom really like stuck
that's
around.
Crazy, yeah.
And then I started seeing a few episodes. I was like, "This is a great show.
It's soothing. It's therapeutic." Watching the Bob Ross episode of him painting like trees and water, you're like.
And it wasn't until I heard the story about how all those companies or channels were like, this won't work. He's going to watch you paint at 3 a.m. And the one spot that gave him a chance, he was blowing up.
Probably got hundreds of episodes of
on
Bob Ross.
VHS?
On VHS.
Really?
Yeah. So my dad had like a library of videos. And like the two, not even the two last ones, because the two last ones would be too obvious. Mm-hmm. Like the two before the last two would be like the porn.
Right.
Like the bottom.
The fact that you just like knew all this is like kids are so inquisitive. They're so like they're sponges. Mm-hmm. Like so everything that you think you're trying to hide from a kid, they're gonna find it.
He literally organized it like that, like, no, he won't see it. And now he's just like
I started thinking like, oh, I think like my pops, where would he hide stuff at? Mm-hmm. So I also started looking for shit. And I found stuff everywhere. Oh, yeah.
That's funny. That's a great question, too. Like, why did we know to sneak?
Right. That's what I'm saying. When I think about it myself, I don't remember my parents talking to me about, you know, certain things. Yeah. So I'm like, how did I know when I saw that was wrong?
I think the mistake is a lot of parents don't really watch the girls. They watch the boys, their sons, because the sons are the dirty ones, but not really. The girls be on the low. You be like, oh, the girls be doing those sneaky shit on the low too,
right?
Not being overlooked.
We do, I mean, but they're kind of overprotective of
true,
girls.
True.
You know, I mean, they done did some violations just to make sure we wasn't out here.
Oh yeah, my sister can go outside. My sister was a girl on the block that was stuck up. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, you can't. She wasn't at all, but like my mom wouldn't let her go outside. Everyone saw her walk to and from school and come out. She might come out every now and then to check the mail or some shit like that. But why else she don't come outside? She thinks she better than everybody else? Nah, my mom won't let her.
It's not allowed. Right.
Yeah, so
I'm over here. If I go outside, I gotta play basketball. Like,
right?
Damn,
I'm playing against my dad. You know, but sometimes I was able to like go around. But I wasn't. I remember for a good while I wasn't able to pass the stop sign mm-hmm. on my street, and I lived in a cul-de-sac.
Right.
So it was like, okay, I got this street, but I can't go past the street signs. Of course, I had to be back inside before the street lights, but it was kind of like before that, way before that, mm-hmm. you know, like for...
I think it was just rules, like you said, like mm-hmm. the rules that we had, like even, you know, movies, you know, you can't watch this because it's rated this.
Right.
And you can't watch this because it's rated this, and there's sex and violence and stuff. And then mm-hmm. there's just all the stuff that we're not allowed to do. And, you know, oh, you can't watch this because it has sex in it. So then automatically we're just like, okay, anything mm-hmm. like this, I have to sneak or it has to be at night.
Speaking of that, I have a horrible story to tell you.
Uh-oh.
My dad and I really like scary movies. We like horror movies, so we would go see some. My dad and my cousin, my male cousin, we went to see Hostel.
Ah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
I don't like that movie.
But there was fucking, like.
Oh, really? What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
Yes, there was like torture. And I'm just sitting next to my dad like, this is...
That's so awkward.
I'm like, my male cousin is right here.
Smashing my scenes with your parents.
And smashing like, scene in this horror film is going
start
on.
Start fucking the popcorn up.
And I'm like...
I start eating and snacking and shit. I be watching videos with my mom, same shit. It's like a sex scene. Not a kissing scene. That's cool. But a sex scene.
Right. It was a sex scene. It was
back and shit. Yeah.
I just wanted to melt out of my seat.
Like, this is still going on? Like, how end? You just want that scene to be over.
Stop it.
You're like, this is porn at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dad, I don't know. Like, we're going to have to make sure we're never put in this position again. Like,
right.
I don't need all that. Like, horror films have a weird connection with... It's always like the... Like, Jason's just watching, like, some co-eds in college smash. Yeah. Like, why?
I think horror is the worst genre in filmmaking.
Really?
I enjoy making them. I made a couple.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really have fun doing that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have fun doing that. I was like, damn, this shit's fun.
We just introduced him to The Purge. You got to give your update.
The movies?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You heard of them, but you just never watched them?
Yeah, I didn't watch them until this year.
Because you don't like horror?
I love horror, but, like, I don't know. The plot wasn't interesting to me.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like
that's what I said.
A day of, like, everybody killing each other. Like, when I really liked horror if it was paranormal, like ghosts, aliens, demons,
that's what I don't
all
like.
That stuff. Yeah, but mm-hmm. No, I watched it. I'm obsessed with the series now.
See, I told you. I'm glad you said that because we can reference back to when you said you wasn't going to like it in Thick Threads episode.
I didn't say I wasn't going to like it.
Yes, you did.
I said I wasn't. I said I would watch it.
Okay. I mean, it's on
documented.
The,
yeah, okay, y'all
documented.
Go back and check the tags.
So, I mean,
check
we're going to clip it.
check the tags.
I thought the concept was dope. It's not even a horror. It's like a thriller, action thriller.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you got 12 hours to purge and do what and commit any crime you want, mm-hmm. murder included, for 12 hours. After 12 hours, the second after 12 hours, you can't.
Right.
You do it then, you could be, you know what I'm saying, you're going to jail.
Right.
I love the idea, and then everyone was safe, like safeguarding their homes and stuff like that, and don't be caught outside. I thought that was hilarious. Not hilarious. I thought that was
genius. I thought it on paper was a little weird. I thought what they did aesthetically was dope because there was a Halloween Horror Nights where you go through the tram and you're like driving through everything, and it was Purge themed. So they basically made it seem like the tram shut like. Broke down,
oh my God.
And then you get out, and then you hear the sirens, and all these dudes in rabbit hats and chainsaws and bats are like waiting for you. And I was like, "This is terrible."
What is it?
I'm just saying, like, it was really scary.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. So once I realized how they did the purge, that's why I liked it. What I thought it was that.
So you had to.
I don't ever want to hear that siren. In real life.
That's a really scary sound.
It is a really scary sound. Man, that's...
Yeah, the sound
design. Unless it's the one, unless it's the ending one. Unless it's the 12 hours later.
Right.
Okay. But
even that's scary, though.
When they went to the store, that couple went to the store and they came out the little grocery store or whatever, and they were driving home over the bridge and the bridge and the car broke down and they looked down the street. They could see the niggas on the bikes was like waiting.
Oh.
They was like, they had like set 12 minutes left before the purge, before 7 p.m.
Man.
And they were waiting.
What kind of sick person, so like, let me kill somebody in the last 12 minutes. Let me get one more off.
No, this was when it was about to begin.
That's at the beginning. Oh, you haven't seen that one.
Oh. Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
You said 12 minutes left of the purge, right?
No, 12 minutes before the purge started.
Oh.
Remember when they had to run? The bridge?
The car, they fixed the car. He opened the hood. Mm-hmm. And he saw that the fluid cord had got cut. So someone did it on purpose.
Right.
It's not something you can fix right now. Someone damaged it on purpose. They look at the guys down the block, and the blocks, they waiting for the countdown.
Shit.
They said, maybe we got to run. They started running. I said, yes. Yes.
I subscribe.
Yeah, this was good.
Every man for himself.
That was Purge Anarchy, yeah?
I think that was two, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, that's dope. Okay. So I did a parody horror called the Petty Purge. It's basically the same exact thing. Uh-huh. You got 12 hours, and you can kill whoever you want to kill. So it could be somebody. So it ended up being Efrain. You know who Efrain is?
Mm-hmm.
Efrain Jealous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Minx was her dude,
uh-huh.
And they killed him off quick. And like these four or five guys was coming
to
kill her.
Oh yeah, there were a couple.
I was one of the guys. She had went on a date with me twice, and then she stopped talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's ignoring my phone call. She ghosted me. So I'm pissed off at her. This happened a year ago.
Right.
Now this new law says that we can purge for 12 hours. I'm gonna get that bitch.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I'm petty.
2 years.
She was like, yeah, because I stopped dating you, you gonna kill me? I was like, it's legal. So yeah. So
that's hilarious.
And so me and Ken's character, she's like, Malcolm, you're my neighbor. What I ever do to you? Why you in this group of guys trying to kill me?
Uh-huh.
He was like, I mean, I just bought this new machete, and I saw niggas out here purging, so I was like, fuck it. Just for the sake of purging, and niggas
that's
out
so there. Funny.
Yeah, so yeah, that's how it ended up. But yeah, I had fun doing that shit. Yeah, we shot in the homie studio, and we shot for like maybe 6 hours.
That's so funny. The reason why the purge came up, too, it was because we did a thread on this show about how petty the purge is and like why mm-hmm. everybody went straight to murder. Instead of like all the other crimes that you can commit,
Black Twitter,
and you
on
even
the
said like if you could purge, you would kill some people from work that
was
and you
back
forgot
then.
Why?
No.
And
I did
pretty,
not forget
now that he brings
why.
It up, that's pretty petty.
No. I didn't forget why. I know exactly why I would get rid of them back then.
But you said
now
it wouldn't even matter.
No, I don't even think about it now.
I don't think there's anybody I want to kill.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like I would.
That's
just
crazy.
My crimes would be all weird. Like,
I'm stealing
I'll
shit.
I'll just say this. I got fired from my job. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. So you'd come back bussing?
Uh-huh.
You would come back bussing?
You come back, you're killing somebody.
I mean.
All right.
Damn.
So.
Should have fired me.
That was a.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
That was a. It seems like Ja was the thick thread on this episode.
Yes.
Damn.
It's pretty good.
The name is hilarious. The name is genius actually. When I first I think I saw y'all both in the picture
mm-hmm.
On the screen when I saw the thick thread, I was like, maybe it's thick threads, but like dreads or something like that. I don't know if I didn't know. I was trying to like, what are they talking about? But then she explained to me. I said, oh, okay, that's dope.
It's really about the threads.
Of course. Mm-hmm. The thick mean like very, very interesting, very engaging threads.
Juicy.
Juicy threads.
Thick and juicy.
Juicy threads. With thick visuals as well.
Thick visuals, right.
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 3D. Jesus.
Right, meaty.
Wow.
3D.
Uh-huh. 3D, hilarious.
Since this is our first episode with a guest,
we're
going to try something new. We usually end the show with some thick facts.
Okay.
But just to make it more inclusive, we brought three facts, and we're going to do best of three. I have three. Persephone has three.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you two at a time and try to blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has the best fact between just those two, not overall.
Yeah. So three rounds, basically.
Three rounds.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Three rounds of the thickums. You ready?
Of the thickums.
You want to go first, ladies?
I can go first.
Here we go.
All right. A day on Venus lasts longer than a year on Venus.
A day on
that
Venus.
That is kind of crazy. So wait.
Mm-hmm. So the day is longer than the year. I'll explain.
How the day?
because it's so close to the sun, a year goes by fast. It takes 225 Earth days for Venus to go all the way around the sun. That means that a day on Venus is a little longer than a year on Venus.
Oh, because a day Venus spins mm-hmm. and it... No, no.
Yeah, how's that work?
I'm lost. I'll read it again. Because it's so close to the sun.
Venus is close to the sun.
Uh-huh. A year goes by fast. It takes 225 Earth days for Venus to go all the way around the sun. That means that a day on Venus is a little longer than a year on Venus.
Because going around the sun is a year.
Right.
Oh, so it spins around the sun.
Spinning on the axis is a day, right?
Slower.
Right.
And that goes slower than
But going around the sun.
It's going like that. It's pretty crazy.
So here's the sun. Now here's the sun right here. And here's Venus. So you're saying Venus.
Why are both spinning?
Huh? No, I was doing a circle. That was a circle.
Okay. So, oh, you were making this up.
Right.
Okay.
So this is the sun, and this is Venus. Mm-hmm. So Venus rotates around, not rotates, but.
Yeah.
Goes around the
goes
sun.
Goes around yeah. the
it
sun.
It takes longer to go around the sun because it's closer.
And that's a year, right?
Yeah. One so, around. But itself spinning takes longer than it takes to get around.
So why it's spinning? It's spinning like this, super slow.
Right.
Oh, okay, there we go. I'm a visual guy, so is that called orbit? Orbits around the sun?
Yeah.
So orbits around the sun.
A planet's day is the time it takes the planet to rotate or spin once on its axis.
Right.
For his own day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Venus rotates much more slowly than Earth does, so a day on Venus is much longer than a day on Earth. A day on Venus lasts 243 Earth days, or 5,832 hours.
Damn, that sucks.
One day is
you'd be like a million years old, but like 3 days old.
Yeah, right. 19, but you 9,000 really.
I've been here for 2 days.
An old right. motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. All right, That was you brought the space exploration out.
Okay.
What about this though?
Boom.
This isn't as hard to figure out. Scientists say that wind turbines, you know, those mm-hmm. things that generate energy, those big old windmills,
yeah. mm-hmm.
wind turbines can be recycled into gummy bears.
Oh, hell no.
Aren't the wind turbines, aren't they metal?
So it says the next generation of wind turbine blades can be recycled into gummy bears at the end of their service. They made a composite resin for the blades by combining glass fibers with a plant-derived polymer and a synthetic one. Once the blades have reached the end of their lifespan, the materials can be broken down and recycled to make new products, including turbine blades and chewy sweets. That low-key ruins gummy bears for me a little bit.
Are you saying they could be recycled down into the same thing that they were already
you
made
You could
from?
Either break them down and into make them another turbine blade or gummy bears.
That's horrible.
That's horrifying.
Hasbro. Wait, is it Hasbro?
Wait. That's a toy.
Oh, so wait, not Hasbro.
Habino?
No.
Come on, the type of gummy
Habero?
Bears?
Yeah.
Haribo.
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 Yeah. We all said
you said Habino. You said
Hasbro.
I said Haribo.
Okay. Haribo. Yeah. Dang.
I love those.
I like the pineapple ones only.
What, pineapple gummy bears? Are those the white ones?
They're very clear ones, yep.
Oh, people hate those.
What?
Do they all give them to you? Like,
no, nah, I think you the lemon ones that people hate.
Oh, lemon. That must be
yeah, lemons are
about.
Very, lemon and pineapple, or lemon and, yeah, pineapple are very close.
Those were both upsetting in some way.
Yeah. What is this? There's a chemical in gummy bears that vegans can't eat. Like they're like I can't
it starts,
eat.
It starts with a
blood.
It's like pork. It's like a
pork.
Yes,
it's like a pork substance ingredient. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My manager, he knows it because I'm trying to make a matter of fact. I'll say it here, I'm trying to make a candy.
Are you?
I've been trying for the last couple of years. They're called yammies. amen. And so they're gonna be
yes
ass candy. You'll be eating ass.
Oh, the marketing does itself.
Yeah, man. I need a manufacturer. I need a manufacturer so I can make these. So I've tried out different companies. One company kind of fell off. They went out of business. Another company, yeah.
Please tell me the catchphrase.
It's so good.
I need to know the catchphrase.
I don't have it yet. But I kind of, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, that's not true.
Yummies, the ass you can eat.
No. Boom.
Eating butt.
No, I forgot. I did make one. It was yummies when eating ass tastes so good. You know what I'm saying? Or eating ass.
Can you say ass?
It's not for kids. You know what I'm
saying? Really? So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it don't matter. And you can't sell it in the stores.
Are they gummy booties or like chocolate booties?
It's gummy asses and titties.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just saying because there could be chocolate, white chocolate.
Right.
Hey, give me that ass over there. Yeah. Let me get that ass over there.
Let me get some ass, you know what I'm saying?
Let me grab some ass.
Yeah. So, I said it here. It's documented.
Some ass in my mouth.
Don't nobody take that. It's me. And y'all the first people to hear about it outside of me. And
I'm
that.
Honored.
Oh, me too. This is great. I didn't see that coming at all.
So, that's how I found out that this pork in certain gummies, in certain gelatins.
Gelatin.
Yeah.
Oh, gelatin, is that what
it is? Isn't that the...
I think it might be gelatin, yes.
Yes.
And now they have some jellies, candies that are made from a different substance than gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not pork.
That don't taste as good.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, so if y'all know of anybody, any company, small or big...
You eat ass? Yeah, I love eating ass.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Y'all put it in the comments or hit Big Job himself.
Y'all know anybody
that
manufacturers...
Ass eating candy.
Gelatin. Jelly candies, jelly gummy booties. Bears.
Yeah.
I made some already. I made some, but they were too big. Never so still. To sell in a bag. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're never too big. You know what I'm saying?
Too big.
Never too big.
You got a booties in your mouth. You can see a little crack in your cheek.
You got a little ass in your teeth.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. That was good.
Yeah,
that was
yummies.
Really good.
All right.
Now,
so
that all does that not count one. For your.
Why not? It led to a lot of good conversations. Yours just led to us drawing shit.
Right. I had to get a vision. I said, what the fuck is she talking about? She said, it's a day is longer than a year. In what world? I clearly in Venus. On Venus.
It's definitely
I said,
not Earth.
Damn.
Like, I'm 6 years old. I haven't seen sunlight yet.
Right. How am I six with a goatee? You know what I'm saying?
Where's the sunset y'all promised me?
Right.
Oh, my God. Never. Damn. You should never.
So, if I can't do the gummies, I'm going to do the cereal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yummies.
Bootios.
Oh, yeah, bootios. Uh-huh. It's weird that booty cereal already happened. But booty candy is wide open.
Right. Wide open! Wide open for the taking.
Hey, booty
wide
candy sound like go. A drug.
Oh, my leg is
wide
open.
Hey, let me get some of that booty sugar.
Bootios. Booty smacks.
Booty sweets. Uh-huh. That sweet booty.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, so that was round one.
Woo! Okay. Damn.
What you thinking?
The extra conversation. At first, how do we get, hold on, your
wind turbine
wind
into
turbines turn into candy.
Candy.
Damn. Turn into booty candy.
And those are both dope, because at first I was like.
The science.
I want to say. Now, I mean, ask you this. Like you said, you can't, this the extra conversation doesn't add to it.
No, not really.
Okay,
it's just the fact.
That's the case, then I will have to go with the Venus.
The science. But, all right.
But barely, though, you answered about.
High five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You answered, you got
the combo.
Huh? I got the combo out of it.
Combo.
There you go.
Right. That's what you got the point.
All right, round two.
I'll go.
You want to go first? Okay.
Fight.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
That pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men are four times more likely to be struck by lightning than women.
Okay.
Although lightning affects all regions in the United States and southeastern states are more at risk, lightning generally decreases from the southeast to the northwest, except for a few places such as the Rocky Mountains where thunderstorms occur regularly during the summer. Florida, Texas, Colorado, North Carolina, Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Missouri, New Jersey, Pennsylvania have the most lightning deaths and injuries. Florida is considered the lightning capital of the country, with more than 2,000 lightning injuries over the past 50 years. Since 2006, only five states, Alaska, Delaware, Hawaii, New Hampshire, and Washington, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, have reported no lightning deaths. From 2006 to 2021, there were 444 lightning strike deaths in the United States. Males are four times more likely to be struck than females by lightning. The average age of the person struck by lightning is 37 years old, and about one third of lightning injuries occur indoors. Indoors?
That's the fact.
I heard about a guy that was playing on his PS. His PlayStation?
On his PS?
PS5. I was trying to think of the number. I didn't know if it was 4 or 5.
Said that like an auntie.
On his
gaming console.
I wasn't sure if it was PS4 or 5 or Xbox. I don't know. I think it was.
He's playing video games.
I think he was on his PlayStation, but it's okay. Set specific.
And he got shocked? He got struck by lightning?
Yeah, he got struck by lightning.
Through the window or something?
He was indoors. And I was like,
he had to have been saying the N-word on his headset. Like, he had to have been doing some crazy stuff.
Get shit on.
If I got struck by lightning and I was inside, I would feel like I was going.
You might just kill yourself. Right. I mean, it's gonna get you wherever you're at.
There's a dude who was struck by lightning twice, and lightning struck his grave. You seen that?
Oh my God! Lightning's like elephants. Make sure that nigga dead. Remember that elephant that trampled that lady and then came to her funeral and fucked her grave up?
Oh yeah, I did see that.
How did they come to her funeral?
Because they have, what I'm saying,
it was somewhere where a funeral he could pull up to a funeral.
Right. Like, how'd he get there? Was it the freeway?
I don't know what country it was at, but it was elephants aplenty. That was a cool fact. But that just means more men got struck by lightning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we're scientifically like prone to it.
I think you might be. No, if you're four times more likely to get struck by lightning.
You know, people say lightning strikes the tallest point of a house, of a power line.
Mm-hmm.
Men are taller than women. Maybe that's why.
Isn't there like metal and stuff to do with it too? Like,
yeah,
like if you're wearing metal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe
you had a sexist fact.
I looked it up.
You looked up the PlayStation part?
That was such a small part. It could have been the Neo Geo. It wouldn't matter.
Could have been doing anything.
I don't care. You call me an auntie. I had to tell you, said, PS.
He was playing the play game.
The play structure. Play department.
Play structure.
Don't do me like that.
All right.
Okay.
It's time for some good facts. Mm-hmm. This is I'm just out here ruining childhood snacks. Uh-oh. Chicken nuggets.
Oh shit.
Only about 40% to 50% of a chicken nugget is actually meat. The rest is fat, skin, connective tissue, blood vessels, nerves, and bone fragments.
Ew.
This was in 2013 after conducting an autopsy into chicken nuggets of two unnamed fast food restaurants. Dr. Richard DeShazo said that finger food is actually made of only 40 to 50% meat. The rest, fat, skin, connective tissue, blood vessels, nerves, and bone fragments. He said, I was floored. I was astonished actually seeing it under a microscope.
Only reason why it sounds worse than it is, and this is why, the bone fragments, no. But bone gristle, whatever. Gristle. Okay, but you bite into a chicken wing, you don't get the skin. You're gonna get the fat. You're gonna get the bone gristle a little bit, even if you don't purposely go to get the gristle. You're gonna bite some of it off here every now and then.
Right.
So that's already. But they
you
just
do
ground.
See veins.
Right. You see all that. So
but those are the worst part. To think of it as 50%, and that's the wing. That's the most natural way to eat chicken. These are nuggets where everything is kind of just
smashed in. Oh yeah.
Right. So it's basically like a chicken nugget is like a
hot dog.
It's like a hot wing smoothie. It's like everything in a wing, the bones, so like all that stuff.
A hot wing smoothie turned into a patty.
It's a hot wing patty, including the bone.
Man. But it tastes so good.
They do.
I'm not giving it up.
No.
Not enough. Yeah, I would have to see the process for me to give it up.
So is that the same with chicken strips? I wonder.
It said finger foods.
Mm-hmm. Finger foods.
It said that finger food, so maybe. I mean, hopefully if you go to a place that has, like, those really good chicken strips and it seems like it's mostly breasts, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It could be mashed chicken potatoes.
Mm-hmm. A chicken nugget ain't nothing but a baby chicken meatloaf. A chicken loaf.
Oh, shit.
fried chicken loaf. A mini the loaf.
Poppers.
Baby chicken poppers. So clearly I just went for the gross factor.
You did. You did.
Shock factor.
I don't know if it got you the win.
Okay, yours
men
was...
are more 4 times more likely to get struck by lightning.
Chicken nuggets are gross.
Chicken nuggets. I kind of feel like I knew both.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that 4 times more. I wouldn't know that, but I would think that because I was always taught that if you, like, lightning strikes the tallest point in the area, so you want to get close to something that's taller than you, so the lightning can strike that thing and not you.
So stalemate of uninterest.
But
wow, no, that is not what he's saying.
I would have to give it to the chicken nugget fact.
Okay.
Boom, yeah.
All right.
Okay, 1-1.
All right, 1-1.
I'm about to smash you on this one.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Okay, yes.
Let me cue up a background.
Get ready.
A backup, huh?
Put the rubber on. Bees are capable of performing basic math and understanding the concept of zero.
Say that one more time, please.
Bees are capable of performing basic math and understand the concept of zero.
No.
The researchers trained bees to identify images in a lab that showed the fewest number of elements, in this case dots. If they chose the image with the fewest circles from the set, they received sweetened water. Whereas if they chose another image, they received a bitter fluid. Once the insects got that concept down, I don't know how to say that word. Once the insects got the concept down, the researchers introduced another challenge. The bees had to choose between a blank image and one with dots on it. More than 60% of the time, the insects were successfully able to extrapolate that if they needed to choose the fewest dots between an image with a few dots and an image with no dots at all, no dots was the correct answer. They could grasp the concept that nothing can still be a numerical quantity.
Who the fuck is teaching bees math?
Weirdo. That nigga is still watching porn with the return button at 40. That nigga's weird, man.
Why do we need to know that bees know
and
zero?
And why would
Nevertheless, it's fascinating. I mean, I think there's so much different
You pulling
research.
The animal facts, huh?
Yep.
Hmm?
Uh-huh. Per geo. Persephagio.
So they teaching bees basic math, huh?
Right.
How about this?
All right. Here we go.
This is random as shit. Without bats, we wouldn't have tequila.
Explain, brother.
Don't some come from there?
Without damn bats, we would not be drinking shots of Casamigos. And that's because tequila comes from an agave plant, and bats pollinate that plant. That is the weirdest connection.
Guano.
If bats weren't out here pollinating, whatever that is, nutting in our agave plants.
Well, I won't drink Casamigos, so.
No, yeah. Pollinating isn't nutting. I was just kidding.
I know it is. It's
but we wouldn't even have one of our favorite drinks, tequila. Batman is drunk. At all times.
He's faded. Okay.
Bats or bees? This is for all the tequila.
Bees doing math, bro.
Come on. Let me tell you.
That fly pollinate. We know that.
Let me tell you something.
Tequila?
Let me tell you something.
It's agave.
I didn't even know you could pollinate tequila plants.
Right, really. I didn't know that bats could pollinate.
I didn't know any part of this.
So now, honestly, the first thing that came to my mind about this fact is.
You don't believe it.
I don't believe that shit. Mm-hmm. And I will need to watch.
Whatever.
What's the shit? National Geographic?
Geographic. Mm-hmm.
Nat Geo.
Pat Geo. Please do a thing on this.
Mm-hmm. On tequila?
Boom.
No. No, oh, the bees.
That's actually a little bit more interesting. because I'm like, I think these niggas just watch bees do randomly go from one sheet to the other sheet and might be like,
three. He just added two and one.
Bats don't know bees don't know no shit about no fucking math. I don't believe that. And how could you tell? How could you tell? Like, maybe some bees like the bitter serum and some bees like the sweet shit. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why they randomly went to this, that, and the other.
Bees don't like bitter serums. They like sweet water.
I get that. So
how do you know that?
Because it was a bee had flew on my table once and I felt so bad for it. It was dying, and I put it on my story, and everybody was like, give it some sweet water, give it some sweet water. And I'm like, I'm at a taco stand. I don't know what you want me to do.
Sweet water?
Like, I guess sugar water.
My high school was called Sweetwater High School.
Oh, really?
That's my high school. Give us sweet water.
That sounds like people was doing sweet the roller water. Skating rinks.
Yeah.
Sweet water.
That was old boy name.
We were called
Sweetness.
Sweetness. Oh, sweetness. Yeah,
sweetness.
Sweet.
It was a Sweetwater Red Devils.
Right, that's Sweetwater the opposite. Red Devils. Yeah.
Sweetwater Red Devils.
No. Sweetwater Red Devils.
What did the mascot look like?
It's Red Devil.
That's crazy. We were savages. It wasn't nothing sweet about us at all. And we were like known as one of the like toughest schools to play against. Mm. Sweetwater.
That's hilarious. You know
but
cool little life.
In the 60s, it went from Sweetwater Red Devils. They used to be the Sweetwater Sweeties.
Oh, no.
Fuck out of here. I always never went to that school.
Wow. The Sweeties?
Sweetwater Sweeties.
But if you're dominant, that's even more embarrassing. Like, we just got blown out by the Sweeties.
Paul's like, motherfucker. We got blown out by the Sweeties.
Blown out by
the Sweeties.
I mean, I'm a sweetie, but ain't shit sweet about me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have, I think I won that. I think I got that. I got the 2 out of 3.
Brother.
Appreciate you, man.
Your facts were interesting, but not as that last one.
Applicable.
The bee shit.
You had that in
the bee knowing trigonometry and shit
like
that.
You had that in the back pocket, I'm about to.
I thought I was pulling out the Uzi, but it made me do like,
damn, for real? Damn. It made me more like. Fuck out of here,
yeah. Yeah, right.
The bats. I'm like, how do they?
Uber facts. You gotta give me a better explanation so I can win these niggas over, man.
Yeah, the bees went to 2 dots and 3 dots and 0 dots.
Right.
Oh, this bee knows what 0 is.
This nigga's like Mark Twain. He's Einstein.
I'm gonna eat that just like I'm gonna eat that booty candy when you come out with it.
Amen.
I didn't know where that was going.
Hey, I forgot.
Eat that booty when we finished taping.
I forgot. We talked about the Yammies.
It's like I'm going to eat that booty.
For Sam, what are you talking about? Oh, the candy. Oh, okay.
I'm going to eat that booty candy when it come out.
When it come out, yeah.
When it come out.
Well, candy, listen, that man. Is. Candy.
This was an amazing first episode with the guest, man. Again, appreciate you for coming through.
Appreciate you for having me.
Always, welcome back. And, it's good to be on Revolt with you. This is a cool little little move. We're the only two comedic podcasts, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yep.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
And, Revolt.
Trendsetting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plug where people can find you.
Boom. Big Ja. Every platform you can think of. BIGGJAH. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that. go to moment.co, the word moment.co /Big Ja, and check out the Lesbian Homie Season 2, starring your boy and sister Persephone.
Hey,
we did our thing. Go enjoy it, please. Go check out Blackbusters on YouTube and Revolt. Mm-hmm. Every Monday. Tune in, tap in, do your thing. get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
To the max.
To the max.
Dance.
I love those.
Oh, it sounds perfect. It sounded like the sample. That's him.
But I'm saying, you know how like sometimes it'd be like a little off? That's how I was like right on.
Damn.
I can't tell you. We'll be just randomly sitting somewhere.
I say that
and he'll be
like, damn.
Oh, and I'm like,
what's up?
And then he'll be like, shit.
Shit. Yeah. Patrick
like a
is
sample
hilarious.
Machine. Shit. Damn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Just, oh, man. This is dope. Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate it. Hopefully, y'all bring me back. I would love to be back. Also, we got to get you on. I'm assuming you're a movie guy.
I'm starting to be, yeah.
Okay.
I'm also the guy who hasn't seen most things, too.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
That's why I...
We'll do some talking if there's, like, a favorite film that you ever have.
Yeah, for sure.
Like black film, that is. Black films.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have you on Blackbusters.
But I would love to have... I would love to be on Blackbusters.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so I just kind of watched Set It Off.
For the first time.
I watched Set It Off for the first time this year.
Are you a music guy? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Growing up? Like,
yeah, it was like music and... And I watched a lot of movies, but not a lot of like dramas.
Okay.
So it was usually just dumb stuff.
Yeah. For sure.
He was like, this was really good. I'm like,
Set It Off is a pillar. I feel like it's a culture.
It's good. I got so many black jokes after watching it. I was like, oh, that's what they're talking about. Oh, that's what they're talking about.
Right.
Oh, that's what they're talking about.
Cleo from Set It Off was a monster.
Right. Shout out to Queen Latifah. But this has been another episode of Thick Threads. We appreciate you guys for watching. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
See you next time.
Bye.
What's going on, everybody? This is Dr. Shonda, and I am here from the Paging Dr. Shonda podcast. If you're a fan of psychology and mental health, be sure to check out and subscribe to the Paging Dr. Shonda podcast, a show that covers and talks about buzzing topics in pop culture, mental health in the black community, and faith-based topics. And it's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.